You're listening to the show about stealing from educators and Billy Owlish. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
What were they? The old fashions. Thank you.
Double bubble.
Double
toil
bubbles.
And trouble.
Double mint. Double mint gum.
Oh, double mint gum.
That's the statement of a great mint.
I hate all the bubble gum flavors of, you know, fake things like bubble gum cough syrup or toothpaste or whatever. Yeah. So like the idea of a beverage that's a bubble gum beverage sounds so nasty.
No, every time I go to the dentist, I get bubble gum toothpaste and followed up with bubble gum fluoride.
Oh God, I can't.
Oh, it's my gosh.
It just make me feel clean. Like I think I need because it tastes like, you know, when you're eating candy.
Because Big Crest has ruined your mind. They brainwashed you.
Oh, candy. Really?
Okay. Well, I mean, mint doesn't mean clean. You just associate it with clean.
No. But even, you know, I had that other kind with the fancy kind that you got me a couple times. It was like jasmine
mint.
Something in it. Oh, but it was only slightly mint.
But it was mint.
It was floral. It was so weird. No, it was natural mint. So it wasn't like the fake mint that's on Crest and stuff like that.
But mint, fake mint tastes so much more clean than watermelon toothpaste that my kids use.
That's what I'm saying. Big Crest has brainwashed you.
I know.
Eric,
I use the watermelon toothpaste and I'm like, I have to do this again.
Yes!
No, I have to do it again.
Exactly. It doesn't feel clean.
It's all got sugar in it.
Eric does not like the flavor of mint at all. So he is biased. Here.
But also, I'm a realist.
Ooh, a nerds thing. Yummy.
It's Dungeons & Dragons nerds.
Mm.
Wow, even nerds is cashing in on the
D&D
trend. Yeah, that's
weird. Dungeons & Dragons. Is it for Halloween or something?
Yes.
Dungeons & Dragons?
Well,
nerds.
You buy them and then you can like do your receipt and then you can get these like nerds Dungeons & Dragons adventures.
What?
You can run.
Wow.
Really?
Oh my God, that's really funny.
Dungeons & Dragons is now officially mainstream.
I want to do that boss fight. I just wonder what that looks like.
The nerds boss.
Oh my gosh.
They're all gelatinous cubes that have hardened into little tiny.
It's like the one shot things that I ran with Greg and KT before Greg played with us as like a trial thing. And we only got like a little bit through it, but there was a bunch of candy monsters in it.
There was candy monsters.
There were gummy worms.
I did not remember that.
That was years and years ago.
So like the gummy worms, they like wrap themselves around your body. They grapple you and you can't like wrestle out just by strength, but you have to actually eat your way out. Yeah. Not sure what you roll for that.
Constitution.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I thought you said constipation. I honestly thought you said that. I was like, that's a really interesting roll. Give me a constipation roll.
How is your gin? How's your gin, Abby?
I'm very happy about my gin and my crappy chicken tempura.
Mm.
What gin are you having?
Oh,
the one you got.
The one that
day
we got. What's it called?
I can't remember which one you got. Oh, Tanqueray.
Yes. Dance. Not as good as Todd and Vixen. Not as flavorful as the
grapefruit one.
The Empire Project.
Just so we're still not recording. Maybe that's intentional. But if it's not, then
we're not Craiging.
Just saying we should.
That we're not recording right now.
Should I Craig now?
Yeah,
do you want me
Craig,
to start this over to line it up?
I Craig it.
Oh, no.
All right. You'll hear this in the recording.
Banter.
Craig is starting now.
No recording.
Craig.
Doesn't it say something like that?
Hide Craig now.
Doesn't it do that?
Hi, Craig.
Craig it up. Craig it up. Craig it up. Yo, Craig it. Craig. Craig it up. Craig it up.
How soon before Craig joins the cast of PFD?
Like, Craig is an NPC? Please. Oh, my God.
The only thing you can say is now recording.
That's okay, you gotta work that in somehow. That's totally gonna happen. There's gotta be somebody who's That's inventing amazing. What recording means in this medieval magical world.
Well, who else can replace Gwen?
Oh.
The elephant in the room.
Wait, did you just say that like Craig is gonna be like this scribe that's following us around? Sorry.
Yeah, that makes sense. A scribe. It definitely does. That totally
now
makes
recording.
Sense.
No, Craig, knock it off.
Craig, just learn other words. It's annoying at this point. First, it was
someone's
funny.
Someone's going to tell the story. Craig's going to tell the story.
Yeah. At the end, Craig closes the book.
Craig's a bard.
And then a dead dog falls on him.
Yes, totally bard.
And then the whole outhouse.
Is there something about bards dying that's like a thing that happens? You said a dog falls in him.
A bard.
No. Well, that's our podcast, thing is our Alex. Podcast. That's our podcast. Remember
Do
the
you
game
remember
you
that?
Played?
The dog?
And it went
the
like
dog
this?
The dog fall. I remember the dog. Did it fall on a bard?
No, on an outhouse.
Yeah, on the outhouse. Okay, okay. We were joking that Eric was playing the sound that the outhouse was falling, so I said then a dead dog falls on it. Or I said that before.
You,
you know
said
what?
That before.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, bards just have sex with everything.
Yeah, that's their thing.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's usually how it plays bards.
It's
sexy.
Stereotypical.
Because their charisma needs to be
like
high.
Just like real bards.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and so it always ends up being a thing. Yeah.
Ka-based
Yeah,
class.
But see, their charisma's high, but so are warlocks. Warlocks have high charisma. Aww.
It's true.
And apparently paladins.
So is yeah, Bad Flash.
Jeez.
Yeah, I guess.
Alrighty.
These rolls are like not even possible.
Hey, what Craig.
What's happening? Craig it up? Oh, Craig it up. Craig it up. Craig it up. All right, now that's our thing. You know, I thought we were going to hate Craig, but I think it's good. I think, like, we should all just
embrace
be really excited that Craig is here. It's Craig! Hey,
Craig!
Love you, Craig!
Better than a Craig cat.
I should have named Galdar Craig.
What's a Craig cat?
You don't want to fight a Craig cat.
Oh,
really?
Is that like a Gloomhaven thing or something?
No, it's D&D. They're in the icy areas, and they
Oh, it's like Crag.
Oh,
Craig cat, and yeah.
Oh, it's your accent. I thought you said Craig, like the
name.
Yeah,
like the name
Craig. So I was like Craig.
No, Craig cat.
You say Crag like Craig.
Yeah, you do. That's interesting. It's like Craig.
Crag.
Yeah, that's
Craig.
Yeah.
When you watched, what was that Nickelodeon show with the aggro Craig? Was it the aggro Craig? Did they dub it over in Erie to say aggro Craig?
They did. It's how, because we're so close to Canada. That's just,
You are just a boat ride away.
Yeah, exactly.
Half a boat ride away.
We always made fun of my mom and my grandmother would always say a grocery bag. Like,
bag.
Yeah. Okay, so that's a Pennsylvania, Ohio thing?
I think it is.
That's
that
so
sort of side of things. Bag.
I grew up hearing people talk that way. Not a lot of them, because it was more Jersey. It was more like, you know, the kind of accent I do all the time. Like, very New York, but also New Jersey. So, but I definitely had like an art teacher that said like bag and things like that. So she must have been from Pennsylvania.
Could have been,
Ohio.
Yeah.
Interesting. I like Break learning
cat.
That stuff.
Craig.
Craig.
Good cat. I don't really. No, it's Craig cat.
A caramel covered Craig.
Caramel covered Craig.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, there you go. I didn't get it until you said it. My gosh. Slow. Sounds awesome.
Nabby, next recap, it's going to be Craig. Craig.
I don't know. Pip is pretty territorial. No more cats.
So, previously on Pork Fried Dice, Denise, you were technically next on the list, but I don't know with the change and everything. I have just a brief outline prepared, but if you have something, I don't want to step on your talons.
I don't have anything prepared, but I have what happened last time.
That's like, basically I have.
I don't have anything special prepared because
I
have no musical talents, but I can certainly say what happened last time.
Well, that's all I was going to do, so I'll let you do it. Go for it if you've got it.
Okay.
Sure.
So it is about noontime, and everyone headed to the Scarlet Market, and as they were, they heard something from a basement window, and it was Gorbis, so they they helped Gorbis. He was bound and gagged. And Ricardo did that. And Ricardo apparently gave him a message for everyone saying that he would see us in Carnivar and would understand if we took a detour to Gully's End on the way. While we were helping Gorbis, Will was tripping an old lady. Bathwack helped her, and she was quite smitten with him. Gwen has a dinner date with Gorbis. It was decided at 8 p.m. Then after that, the house was not inhabited or anything like that. Went to Hands and Fingers, saw the dean there, asked about his key. He said he might, you know, let them have it later on. They watched a super hardcore performance.
Almost borderline hardcore.
Okay, almost super hardcore. Yeah, it was hardcore without being hardcore.
Yeah, it was on that line. It was almost hotter.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
You know what
was
I'm saying,
like, so
Alex?
Hot because it wasn't. And Tess was the star, and so everyone was just, what's the right word? Agape.
Titillated.
Is that the right word? Titillated. Yeah.
Moistened.
After
ew.
It. Yes.
Stop it.
Moistened. It was very moist on the pillows or whatever.
There were ushers going around spritzing.
Ew.
Spritzing.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
Spritzing.
Ew. Stop it.
Spritzing ushers.
Jeez Louise.
And so the dean was so taken aback, he really couldn't even speak. And Gwen, you know, was like, you should speak to Tess. He's like, I can't even. And he went outside, and Will and Bathwack followed. And there were some shenanigans going on out there that they may or may not have stolen the key from him and fixed the sign that Bathwack may or may not have stolen, borrowed, used.
It was almost a shield.
And yeah, it's almost a shield. And then, it ended with the performers coming out, and Gwen and Rafina were there, and we're going to talk to Tess.
Mm-hmm.
Did I catch everything?
I think so. In my written notes, I completely left out the Gorbis stuff, so you nailed it.
You just forgot the Gorbis stuff.
I just stopped with that.
It was such a different location.
You forgot
Gorbis. Yeah, it was. It feels like it was... like the session before, it was probably because it was such a different like set. Yeah. Like it was like a set piece.
The only thing I noted that you didn't mention is that Shimi was sent away for sake of decency and endangerment of a minor.
Right. Yes. We had that discussion for a long time.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had a couple cryptic things in my notes too, though.
Oh.
I had slow gin fizz.
Yeah.
Hot fuzz.
Hot fuzz.
Pikachu, I choose you. I don't know why I wrote that.
I don't know that either.
Urine in the alley.
Urine in
it smelled
the alley.
Like urine. Yep, it's... and mildew.
Grafina drinks from straw.
Oh, yeah.
We had drinks. We had lemonade.
Yeah.
Something about fluid containment and Red Rocket - unbelievable.
Fluid containment and Red Rocket.
Unbelievable. Amazing.
It all comes back.
Yeah, that's like a poem. You know, I feel like Alex should share his notes every time just so
see
what it's like in that.
He puts on a beret, gets a set of bongos.
We have to do this at the end.
Oh my
Fluid
God.
Containment.
Oh, like
Red Rocket.
Unbelievable.
This is also how I have Siri configured. It doesn't say how can I help you or I'm listening or anything like this.
She just says Red Rocket.
Right. Anyway.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
But yeah, so Will gave some gold, a small amount of gold to Shimi and said, here, don't spend it all in one place. Mm-hmm. I believe.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So yes, anyway, so still in the Hands and Finger Puppet Theater. Rafina and Gwen are we're waiting for the performers or to get a chance to maybe speak with Tess. And I think we left off as they were exiting from the backstage area. Mm-hmm. And you did spot Tess and the rest of the performers. The only other performer that I made any sort of special note of is there was an Ibish performer who seemed to have sort of faint, dark circles around her eyes. I had mentioned that, so I'll I'll pop that in here real quick. But everybody's sort of coming out. There's a little small hidden door from near where the puppet stage is now sort of re-erected. They're all sort of crawling out from there and emerging, and some of them are heading outside. Some of them seem to know some of the people in the audience, but Tess is generally looks like she's just sort of making her way to the door.
Wait, she doesn't see us?
Well, it doesn't look like she's really looking for you.
Huh.
Oh.
She should always look for us.
I know, right? I mean, I'm thinking...
You always got to keep one eye out for Rafina anyway.
I look a little bit different now. Hold on a second.
Oh, yeah. Also, you have a full head of hair and are covered in purple crystals.
That's also very true.
Yeah.
Little different. But I'm going to yell, Tess, Tess, Tess. Remember me? Hi.
So you yelled that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Crystal Oops. Hair dragonborn Ooh, and Annie Parr. Oh, the light bulb clicks on. Of course! Lifelong friends. But at the yelling of her name, she does sort of perk up and look around. She looked like she kind of had her head down and was heading toward the door. Hmm. But she looks up and she looks over at you, yelling and waving your scarily purpley taloned hand so encouragingly, and she sort of furrows her brow and starts to come over, and as she's walking over, it looks like after a second she does recognize you. You see that light of acknowledgement sort of pop onto her face, and she comes over a little more quickly.
Just on Gwen though, right? Not because I'm very well disguised.
Except for your nose. I don't think we ever did anything about the nose.
No, I don't. Well, we talked about it a whole lot.
Yeah.
So what's the other difference?
She has like a scarf on her head.
I'm wearing
stuff.
A hood.
Yeah. A hood. Yeah, yeah, a hood.
So you've got a hood on. Got it. You're like Superman.
We did a bunch of stuff. You want me to go back in my notes from
glasses.
6 months ago?
Yes.
I could, but it will take 20 minutes because I...
Just Command F fondant.
It's in my other notes. Remember, I had to open a new doc because I have 40 pages of notes in my other one.
All right. Anyway.
Do you believe me? Yes.
Yeah. No, Crumplebar comes in.
So, yes. Annie Parr is very well disguised. So, yes, the light of discovery is only at Gwen peering through these amethyst gems and luscious platinum blonde hair. I think, I don't know if we said platinum blonde. I think
it was
more,
blonde. It was,
I know it's
blonde.
I don't think it's platinum blonde, though. I think it's like golden blonde.
It's That's whatever what blonde would be in an 80s video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Ooh,
yeah.
Which
yeah,
could be.
It could go
man,
both ways.
It could go both ways. I feel like it's more platinum blonde.
Yeah,
than,
80s.
That's a
it
good
depends
point.
On the light.
Like Axl Rose or something.
That's an example of a.
Or those.
The classic platinum blonde, Axl Rose.
The quintessential. Who am I thinking of? Of the guy with the crimped hair?
I don't
oh
know.
Oh my god! All right,
Dee
here we
Snider
go.
From Twisted Sister.
Oh! Yes.
Yes, that's who it is.
That's
of course,
totally,
Denise knows.
Totally, the crimped hair.
Yeah, it's like well, it's
I wish
so
the
not...
listeners could see Alex's crimped hair.
Oh my
right
gosh!
Now.
Wow, it is pointing to the sky.
It's also platinum blonde.
That's kind of what bathwax hair looks like.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Just think Twisted Sister.
So, yes, Tess approaches and she says, Gwen? Gwen? Is that you?
Yeah, it's totally me. I just realized I don't look a little different, so you might not exactly have... Yeah.
What happened to you?
Well, okay. Well, I have hair. I drank a stew. Mm-mm. Long story with that one.
Okay.
And I don't know what's going on with the rest.
Oh, all right. Who's your friend here in the hood?
It's Annie Parr. Wink, wink. She likes to be inside cakes and stuff.
And I go, I put up my finger to my non-fondanted nose, and I make a sort of like, and I waggle my eyebrows, which
right.
is clearly universal for
Rafina.
Don't say my name.
Oh, Rafina. I don't say my name and Rafina. The exact opposite idea.
Same time.
That was amazing.
Perfectly understood.
Yeah. We all know what was meant. Exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I see, says Tess, and you have no idea if she completely understands or has no idea. Mm-hmm. I'm on the same page, Annie. And she wiggles her eyebrows. What brings you here? Though I suppose you could ask me the same question. I can't remember what exactly her accent was like.
It's like that. It's like a...
I couldn't remember if it was like this or if it was like this.
No, it was not. That's Shimi.
Yeah, I know that's Shimi.
Definitely not Tess.
But
Tess is
I thought
not
maybe as... Tess was like this too before Shimi had this accent. Remember, Shimi did not sound like this when you met Tess. He sounded completely different.
Completely different, yes.
Once he rode those... dragons back to you, it completely changed. It's puberty. That's what it is.
It is puberty.
Yeah,
I know. Riding on those lizards, Bathwick went through puberty too. I just haven't. I can't quite do that. You know. I'm just kidding.
Oh my god.
Wish I hadn't said that now.
It's a coming of age story for all of us.
That's
really.
Going in the wiki.
Yeah, it's going.
Mark Jessen.
Make sure
Bathwack hit puberty when he rode the lizards down the river.
Cannon.
Wow. Woo.
Anyway.
Okay. We've said like one line in the game.
Hello. That's basically it.
Yep.
What brings you here?
No, we've established all sorts of things. Yes.
Thank you.
Tell us what brings you here.
Oh, I guess yes. I was about to say you could ask me the same question. Well, there was a dragon and fire and disappearing walls and chaos back in Morrow's Inlet.
That's accurate.
If you remember, and there was a bit of a fleeing, and I took it as a chance to see what may await me in other places other than Morrow's Inlet, because who knows what's going to happen there. I have no idea. So I came down here.
Well, I mean, I'd like to know where you learned some of that, because that was pretty amazeballs, if you ask me. Because that was no Rolodex Rooney show.
Oh, my performance. Oh, yes. Well, you kind of get the hang of it. You know, I mean, maybe you weren't on that side of things, but we had some special displays of performative arts in sort of side channels connected to the Rolodex Rooney, so wasn't all main stage attractions.
You were looking at me. I was like, what am I supposed to say? I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I mean, Tess, I mean, it's very amazing. And
thank you.
I actually think I might have another opportunity for you here in Bear Toggle, if you were interested.
For
because
me?
I know
so?
At the Rolodex of Rooney, yeah, you taught me the ropes. I mean, I owe a lot
literally
to you for your help in getting started there. Yeah.
Woo! That was good.
Abby thinks it's a lasso, like
a
rodeo show.
A rodeo.
Yeah.
It's a rodeo.
Woo!
Ride 'em, cowboys.
That's amazing. Wow.
But no, I actually think, not to take you away from here, you can still do this. I mean, you do this well. I mean, but I'm not sure what else you're doing. I know that the Bear Toggle University could use some instructors for their new programs that
me?
I may or may not have had a hand in suggesting.
What do they teach there? I'm not a teacher. I don't know. I didn't go to much school.
But you know your craft.
Mm-hmm.
And you speak the common language. What else do you need?
And I think you could be a really big help with their new exotic dancing program.
What?
Oh, yes, that we should have led with that. Where we want you to teach home ec
with our project management professional program. You know all about cost variances. You know all about float. You know all about agile system and scrums. I really think you'd be perfect for that.
Oh, I do know about scrums, but I don't think it's what you think it means.
Whoa!
No, I think I know the kind of scrums you're thinking of.
Idea showers.
Whoa!
Some kind of shower.
So you said exotic dance. You must be joking. At a university? I don't think so.
Well, I mean, let's just say we sold the concept to the dean, and he's very open to the concept. In fact, he was just here and saw your show and was completely speechless.
Is he a horny pervert?
I think he kind of likes you a little. I mean,
that remains to be seen.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. But he, you certainly made him blush and certainly took his breath away and his speech away and his ability to do anything away. So
he's going to be my boss. So yeah. And I'm going to teach exotic dancing. Mm-hmm. And you don't know if he's a horny pervert.
We think he's probably not.
Yeah, I think he's a little lonely, maybe. Oh. He runs a university, and he has been. I mean, you know, Rafina went to the university.
I did. But I'm not Rafina. But yes. Named Rafina
Avar,
who did.
Avar, yeah.
Oh! And suddenly the light of recognition bells in her eyes for the second time.
She waggles her eyes.
Oh, and you realize she had no idea what you guys meant earlier, but now she does.
I do an exaggerated wink.
Then she's suddenly confused.
To further confuse things. Yes, exactly.
Long story, again, long story.
Long story. Well.
But, I mean, I told the dean that I would talk to you, so.
So, you left Morrow's Inlet essentially in flames about, what, 3-4 days ago, something like that, and you come down here and now you're suddenly scouting talent for a school?
Oh, and then there's a whole, let me tell you about the leprechaun and the rainbow and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, there's a lot has happened in the past few days, obviously, you know, pointing at her hair and...
Mm-hmm. Her body.
Gemminess. Yeah, her body. Like, yeah, a lot has happened since I left Morrow's Inlet.
I mean, that's a good look. That could play up there, and she points up at the stage.
I mean, they're a little sharp, though, I have to say. Mm-hmm. Sharper than I'm used to.
Mm-hmm.
But, you should have seen the twerk I did, like, in the street to somebody earlier.
Oh, yeah?
You should have seen it.
Did you roll, like, a 20 on your performance check?
Dude, it was so juicy. So juicy.
Yo! Says Rafina unsuccessfully.
Nothing like a juicy amethyst.
Right?
All right. So, how much does this job pay? Because they pay pretty well here.
Oh, I actually don't know. I don't know.
But I will say that it's probably going to be important for your teaching job that you maintain some sort of, you know, activity in the profession. Mm-hmm. So it's likely that this would merely be in addition to your current schedule, or you can be as flexible as you need. And we know you're flexible.
You have to be able to throw those lassos. So you're saying that my work here could help me get tenure?
Oh, 100%. I mean, if you are known here, you are going to just, people are going to flock there if they know that they can learn just even a fraction of what you do here. I mean, you don't have to teach them all the good stuff. I mean, these are just regular people. You got to start them off slow. I mean, you know.
I don't know. I've not really been a professor of the exotic arts before, but
I guess you dance your grant applications.
Yes.
Ooh.
Well, and given what an unusual field it is, you get to really, you know, be a trailblazer.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of flexibility. I said that word already, but I have to keep using it because indeed you are.
Annie Parr was very taken about of your flexibility-ness, flexiness.
I really wish I could get my toes in my ear. That was amazing.
I thought I saw someone out there trying to mimic some of my moves as I was doing them. I saw a foot stick up in the air at one point.
Oh my God.
Was it socked by any chance?
Like all of Rafina's body is.
Oh my God.
All right. Well, I at least I'll explore it. You said the Bear Toggle University? Is that that's must be here in Bear Toggle somewhere?
It's in Tinkertown.
Oh, that's over the river somewhere. I've not explored too much. I've been busy trying to establish myself here. The rent is not as high as it is in Mars Inlet, as surprising as that may be. I've assumed it would be even more expensive here, but as it turns out, Mars Inlet was much more spendy than it than here. I don't know.
Well, we found some after I killed. Some things out after things happened in Moro's Inlet, because everything wasn't what you thought in Moro's Inlet. There was some real mind control going on there, and money control, and it certainly was inflated, and it was purposefully done. So it might get better now, so that we took care of the issue.
Yeah, I was going to ask, actually, when you were departing, I don't know if you left in a super hurry, but we forgot to take a poll of how people were feeling, like we normally do when we leave a place.
A census.
What was the general sense of what was, you know, what was going down? Were people happy about it? You know,
I mean, I
how
I,
many
I,
stars do you think they'd give us our give their?
It's like, sorry, it's just like it feels a little more like we're leaving these documents behind, like, you know, can you complete this questionnaire? But it's more like the something that like a serial killer leaves on the body.
You know? Yep.
It's like
the calling card or whatever.
Yep. Yep. Burned to the ground. There's just this note out front, you know, how did we do?
Do you like me? Check yes or check no. Well, I left in a bit of a hurry. I got the feeling that many people did as well. There was a giant dragon that was flying overhead, shouting some weird nonsense about something loose in the world. I don't know. And there was a big fire in the sort of back part of the city. So,
sorry about that.
The mood overall was a bit panicked when I left, but I didn't stop to get a pulse on the feeling of the general populace. There wasn't much left for me after hearing that my friend was no longer with us, and so I thought it was a good chance to depart.
Oh, we're so sorry to hear that.
How that can be.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, bye!
You're too much of a bummer! Goodbye!
Rafina pulls up her hood. You can't see me anymore!
Well, Tess, the dean already left, but like we said, I think you should go and
check it out. Sure.
See your options.
Exploring my prospects here in Bear Toggle. It's a bit of a different feel. I guess something happened, though, with the staircase earlier today. Thankfully,
oh my goodness. Yeah, sorry about that, too.
What? Sorry about what?
That was a whole thing. That was a whole thing, too. Wow.
Is it like how a minute ago you said, I killed, and then you stopped talking, and then you started your sentence over? Is it kind of like that?
You didn't kill the stairs.
Yeah, but is it like that?
It's, well, I mean...
Is it not like that?
I mean, we didn't make it fall. There were these things, and they attacked us. And then there was Sooty Gang, and they attacked us. And there was fire, and someone through the arbiter off the wall. Like, it was a mess. And all I was doing is trying to win a race so I could win a key. That's all I was trying to do.
Hmm. Okay.
Our motives have been pure throughout.
I believe you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then they fell in, hey, I can fly a little bit now. That's kind of fun.
Oh.
Interesting. Scary. I don't know. So.
Interesting. Okay. Well, I mean, I suppose I'll check out the university. I'll tell the dean you sent me and speak with him. Hopefully he's calmed down a little bit. Give him maybe the rest of the day to find himself again. I know how it is after seeing a show like this.
He was a bit hot and bothered. Mm-hmm. So
I was too, to be honest.
I could certainly tell.
See, I do need to go home and clean up, as I'm sure you are aware.
You see some of these pillows on the floor.
We can just turn them over. You know how it is.
Like they do after every show.
Yeah, after every show.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ew.
They're magic infinite-sided pillows.
Actually, that sounds amazing. This place is in a P.E. alley, though. Urine alley.
Well,
the theater doesn't smell
P.E.? No, the alley did.
All right. I'm just saying.
Will, like you're standing out in the P.E. alley.
No, I'm not even here.
Even like a three-sided pillow would be amazing. Because then like when the first two sides get warm, you can flip it to the third one that's still cold. And by the time, you know, that one warms up, the first side is probably cold again.
I want the warm sides of your pillow, man.
No, you don't. Not in the hands of Puppet Theater Show.
Okay, never mind.
You don't want the warm sides of those pillows.
Warm and moist.
I know what to get Abby for Christmas now.
Wait a second.
Three-sided pillow.
More seriously, Abby, do you like a warm pillow?
I hate being cold. I'm sorry. I'm
like
weird.
A warm pillow.
That's really
well,
weird.
Well, I don't like a cold pillow. Everyone wants a cold pillow. Why?
Yes,
everyone wants a cold
pillow. Are you
pillow.
Not hot when
it
you
feels
sleep?
Good.
I get so hot when I sleep.
No, I gotta have the perfect balance of mostly warm. I know we can't be friends anymore. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. We can't sleep together.
You send me all your cold pillows and I'll send you all the warm
That's
pillows.
That's what I'm saying. But not Seriously. Not from this place, man.
No, not from this place.
No.
Vicky.
No.
Abby, how dare you?
What?
What are you insinuating?
I feel like after this show, they like go tobogganing or something.
Why?
Pillows?
On the pillows because they're rock hard.
Ew, stop it. Yuck.
What is happening?
I don't know. So Tess leaves.
All right, yeah. Bye, Tess.
Eventually, you end a conversation like Eric doesn't know how to do. Yeah. It's one of the reasons I have social anxiety because as soon as the conversation starts, right. I'm like, this is never going to end. How does it ever end?
Yeah. Yeah.
So she does that magic thing that some people know how to do that
I
don't.
Isn't that amazing when people do that? It's amazing.
And so you guys can head outside and Will and Bathwack are standing there. The sign is hanging back up magically. The overwhelming smell of urine and mildew assault your senses as you head back out into the alley.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even notice it.
You definitely didn't.
The mildew. Yeah. Okay.
Has anyone seen that hypish with the dark circles? Do you know what I'm saying? Has anyone seen that person pass by?
You guys
the
didn't.
The one on stage?
Yeah, the one on stage.
No, I didn't. Why?
Because it's probably a sooty gang member. I'm assuming it was like weird.
You two inside that were inside. You remember that you if you think back, she was sort of like lurking around inside still. She hadn't left yet.
We talked to Tess and that Ibish. I mean, like they didn't. The circles under the eyes weren't as dark as the ones we saw on the stairs and stuff.
Yeah, but I think it's like makeup is what Will says. He's like, I think it's some kind of thing that they do and they know they're in the gang because they have this thing around their eyes. So it looks like that might be a member who is, you know, at their regular job or something, and then maybe later tonight or something, she'll go on over to the City Gang headquarters or something. So, I don't know. Just thought that might be a...
Do you want to go back in?
She's in there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do we think? What should we do? I mean, I'm thinking she might have some information. Is there a way for us to get it out of her that doesn't involve something ask. Completely...
Yeah, we could just...
Oh.
A way to get it... Like, just talk to her. Why does there have to be a way to get stuff out of anyone?
Because a gang member isn't going to be like, hello, I'm a member of the gang and here's the gang's secrets. A gang member is going to be evasive. They're not going to... Okay, fine. We'll talk to him, but we'll cast spells and shit.
Why don't we stick her in a boat against her will? We're good at doing that, aren't we?
Yeah, that's true. We could do that. I'm a fan.
You all think of Mo for a minute. Mo and Halula on a boat.
I know. I miss
I Mo.
Really do miss Mo.
What are they
Mo.
Up to?
I really am worried that one of
really
them is dead
Halula.
And you haven't.
They're fucking.
Yeah.
They should have a spin.
That's what I was going to say. We're going to go back. They're going to be married. They're going to have a whole family.
Ew.
A boat like grown up
sticky
on the boat.
Pillows.
Children.
Ew. A boat full of sticky pillows.
They should have their own podcast.
There should be a mini series.
It's a talk
on the
show.
Side.
The interview guests.
My gosh,
that's
amazing.
Yeah, I would listen to that.
Would you listen for Mo or Halula?
The Mauve boat. The Mauve boat.
The Mo boat.
The Mo boat. I was trying to make it fit the love boat more, but it didn't. It was the Mauve boat, and that's just a color, and that doesn't really work.
The
oh
love
well.
Boat. I don't know.
I know, me too.
We could always go in and talk to her. She was pretty good. And, you know, maybe they could use more than just tests at the university to teach.
All right. Maybe you guys could go talk to her. And meanwhile, Bathwack and I will try to use some stuff from the side to get the real information out of her brain when she inevitably lies to you. Sounds good, Bathwack, Zone of Truth.
Yeah, can you guarantee me that Bathwack will be able to cast Zone of Truth and not, I don't know, accidentally kill her?
Well, I can't guarantee it, but if he does kill her, does it matter that much since she's a member of the City Gang?
Ah! You guys!
Yes?
I don't know she
Meanwhile,
did
she's walked by. We're just like, so
there she goes! Come on!
She has stepped outside, actually, at this point.
Oh, she has what?
She just came out the door.
I have to uncover my ear because I can never hear
she
it.
She just came out
no,
the door!
No, that's so mean. That hurts my ear. All right.
Excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me, ma'am. Thank you for that lovely performance. Thank you. Hello?
She looks over at you and she looks startled and a little bit scared. Huh? Yeah. What?
And my hood is pulled far over my face.
Oh, yeah, it is. You're a
BTW.
She's
no
a total
face.
Creep.
I love your show.
Hello, I love yeah, exactly. You change your voice, too. Yeah.
I watched the whole thing. I only watched you.
Can I please? Please, can I have some toenail clippings, please?
And baby teeth.
So gross. I love it. It's amazing.
Anyway,
we were just admiring.
Oh, thank you. She says sort of nervously and turns to walk away.
Detect thoughts.
Do you cast detect thoughts?
Right as they're asking the question, Will told, yeah.
Detect thoughts!
Does she do anything?
Will,
I didn't even
I have
cast
bad
it.
News.
Oh, shit.
I can't cast Zone of Truth anymore
oh,
right now.
What the fuck? What?
Sorry.
What? That's like the only thing you're good for. Sorry, I just forgot that you're not short anymore. You're a little
Bath
scarier.
Bathwack ropes away just like Charlie Brown.
I picture that Bathwack hears it like there's, you know, they're next to each other. I picture that Bathwack says that was Will just said what he said. And then he realizes that he's looking up at Bathwack and not down at Bathwack anymore. And he's like, I just remembered how scary you are. Just ignore what I just said. But you're very useful. And I wish you could cast Zone of Truth right now. Damn it.
Toothy smile.
But I cast Detect Thoughts.
Okay.
So.
All right.
That's just surface thoughts, though, because I don't want to alert
her. You're not
her.
Probing yet.
Yeah, let me
She's
take
had enough
off.
Of that in the past hour and a half.
Oh, my God.
You don't know
it was
that
almost
means.
Hardcore.
Uh-huh. Borderline.
Borderline hardcore.
Listen, it's all in your own mind as
a
to what happened.
Probe.
Woo! Yeah, exactly. A brown probe.
All right. Surface thoughts. She's thinking, I don't know who these people are, and I should probably leave. Who knows who comes to shows like this?
And so Beth, like, you know, pulls a hood over his head and says, I like your eye makeup. No.
To Will.
Oh my God.
Says it to Will.
Beth's going to say, you know, oh, I like your eye makeup, by the way.
How long does Detect Thoughts last?
A minute.
Okay. I don't know what you mean. And Surface Thoughts is, he noticed. Fuck.
I'm gonna nod at Bathwack like, because I don't know if I can cast the message cantrip while I'm concentrating
on
Detect Thoughts.
Depends on if messages concentration.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I forgot that.
And if Detect Thoughts does.
Detect Thoughts is concentration. I don't see concentration on message. So if
it's not.
All right. So then I'll say she's absolutely a member of the Sooty Gang.
To me?
Yep.
To everyone? Or?
I'll say it to you, and then I'll go down the line. It's just because Bathwack was the one that pointed out the eye makeup, and I'm responding to him. But yes, I go down the line and tell everybody as fast as I can.
I'll just reply back when you say this to me. Let's tail her. Mm. Let's follow her.
Okay.
And then
Gwen's going to actually speak telepathically to her and just ask, do you feel safe here?
Her eyes get wide, and Will, you hear, she doesn't transmit this to you, Gwen, but this is just her thought. You hear, are they with them? They're probably with them. I can't get away.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
And she starts walking away very quickly.
All right, I'll message Gwen. And says she thinks we're with the Sooty Gang and she's scared or something.
Oh, well then Gwen's going to message her in her mind and be like, we're not part of the Sooty Gang if that's what you're worried about.
She starts walking faster.
Yeah. Rafina's sort of like watching like a tennis ball match because I'm only hearing part of the conversation.
Yeah, very little
I know.
Of it.
Yeah.
A tennis ball match, guys.
Tennis ball match.
Tennis ball match. That's a thing, right?
Pickleball.
Pickleball
match.
A pickleball match.
You just see a bunch of eyebrows going up and down.
I know.
I'll message Bathwack and say she could be an ally because I think she possibly doesn't like the Sooty Gang. Not sure, but is a member.
And suddenly she stops.
Uh-oh.
It explodes!
Oh, no.
I'm scared!
Yeah, I know. I'm afraid that... Well, anyway, I shouldn't... I'll tell you my theory later. Go ahead.
Okay.
And she turns and looks at all of you.
Uh-oh.
Suspiciously or pseudo-distrustfully. But she just stops and is waiting.
I think she's, like, being remote-controlled.
Yeah, oh. Maybe.
Gwen's going to message in her head, like, not if you want us to follow you.
And she steps closer to you and says, remember, she's Ibish, so any communication from her is in your mind. You all hear, who are you all?
We all hear that.
Yeah.
Well, Gwen's going to message back into her head and be like, well, I'm Gwen, and... these are my friends, and we're kind of here to help make things better.
And I'll just say my name. I'm Bathwack Medrak.
Annie Parr, not at your service. Wait, that might not be the right thing to say. But it's too late, I did.
Yep. You pull out a knife.
All that's out loud, please.
Yeah. Possibly at your service. That's what I'll say.
Horace Gusterson.
Bathwack looks at you confused.
Hey, what do you look like right now, Will?
Just myself.
You look like Will?
I'm pretty sure I without look like myself. Yeah, without a crown. I always try to hide that. Yeah.
So you're not Mr. Brownman or Mr. Greenman?
No, I considered saying one of those, but I think I didn't use Mr. Greenman enough. I want to be Mr. Greenman at some other point. Drop Dead Fred with a Kermit voice or whatever. I
it was
did.
Kermit.
Yeah, was it?
Hello.
That's right, like cool. Surface thoughts. Is that his real name?
It's the first time I've ever heard him willingly give a regular name. I don't know.
Yeah, Will Pompeian. That can't be real.
Horace Gusterson is the name he made up, I think, to be the bartender.
But that's
yeah.
not his name.
No, yeah. it's not his name, no.
We learned that from Mark
Jessen. Yeah, I know Mark was the one who knew the actual name. Oh, that's so great. All right.
You're, and this is all again, unless I say otherwise, you've never heard an Ibish speak yeah. out loud. So yeah. anything that an Ibish says to you is in your minds. You all hear, though, she says, you're not with the Sooty Gang, are you?
Does it look like it?
Don't think so.
I kind of ate a few just earlier today for breakfast. Literally.
It was really gross.
Can you help me?
Maybe.
Is this in our heads still? Are we still communicating in our heads?
Yeah. So, right. well, you I'm can't talking out loud. Talk back okay, unless yeah. you have right, the ability okay, okay. to. She, you just
I
hear.
Can.
You can. Oh, okay. And Will and, can. Will and Gwen both have message.
Yeah, but I can't hear what Gwen's saying. I can only infer what right. what she's saying from the Ibish because we hear the Ibish. I don't
fucking
hear Gwen.
D&D, you guys.
Yeah, I know.
How stupid. I know.
It is.
Doing all right, suddenly you're on the streets of New York, everybody's right. just talking, you're all people.
Oh man.
Oh,
I go to my business meeting. There's no coffee, Karen,
says KT, who refuses to play anybody but a human.
Yeah, apparently. And I'm going to a business meeting. You guys, I'm so not corporate either. I'm like, I literally
like
don't even
Will
have
do.
A real job. Like,
you're saying things like your characters
D&D
would do
in real life.
Oh man, what a boring D&D character.
I was like, why am I in the middle of all this magic bullshit? I wish I were just home running a town.
Yep. Can you help me?
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, we can. We have a good track record with that.
And she sort of takes a few quick steps closer to you.
How can we help?
Yeah. Oh gosh. Ixnay on the Elpay, says Will, as low as he can. He's trying to mitigate if people are listening, like, you know. He's looking at Rafina like, grr, grr. Careful with your words that you say out loud.
You gotta use your eyebrows.
I apparently didn't move my lips the whole time. So you're, nobody can hear me yeah. as long as I don't move my lips, right? Nobody can hear.
Oh, is that puppet over there saying that?
I'm a ventriloquist in my spare time.
Lamb chop? This is the game that never ends. Okay, and you hear this, even though it's in your minds, you hear it almost like a whisper. She says, I was with them for a little bit, but they're bad. They're bad news.
Can I roll a perception check to make sure nobody is listening, like on top of a building nearby or about to shoot us or her? I don't want this possible.
Listen, this is D&D.
Okay. I'm just worried that she's going to suddenly die and then we're not going to.
You only get five dice rolls a session, so this is one of your five.
How about this? I'll just roll a roll because Will's right now is going to let them talk to each other because he's not a savior person. He's going to roll to just basically keep an eye out and keep the conversation uninterrupted.
Okay.
What do you want me to roll?
Yeah, perception makes perception. Sense. It's bad.
It is a two. I'm like, I got this, guys. Nobody's gonna hear this.
Like,
I'm such a badass.
In an alley like this, who would even try to be near an alley that smells and feels like this?
Doofus.
You pick up your foot. It's kind of sticky on the cobblestones.
Yeah. Gosh, sorry. Okay, well, that's my role. I'm doing a bad job of, but that's what I'm doing. Go ahead, guys.
Tell us what you need.
I'm trying not to, I'm just trying to stay away from them. They're not really over in this place too much. They're just crazy. I lost 2 weeks of my life.
Gwen's not gonna speak out loud at all in any of this, I think, because she's talking in our heads. So Gwen's just gonna message her and be like, "Did they mind control you?
What? I don't.
Did
I
you
don't
know what you
so.
Were doing when you were part of the gang?
Well, I mean, I literally lost 2 weeks of my life.
You mean like you can't remember it?
Yes.
Oh.
And they were weird. It's mindless, senseless, wanton violence and mayhem and chaos, and I just remember I have just like vague memories of like colors and sounds, and I woke up one morning in the Bear Toggle River and I hid for a few days and never went back, and I'm worried that they're going to come for me.
Gwen's starting to feel really bad now because she got a little ragey at some ones that were taunting her, and now she feels bad because they probably didn't know what they were doing and she might have done some bad things.
I tried to wash this shit off, and she makes circles around her eyes with her fingers.
Aww. Yeah.
Can you tell us where they are? And I mean, what you remember, at least when you found them?
Well, I mean, I know where their base, their headquarters is. If I was in it, I don't remember. I might have been. I don't know. But I know where it is.
How did you get there? I mean,
I've never had, you know, much, and someone came and said they had a job for me, and I mean, I've heard of them, and I know, you know, they're Ibish, and I thought maybe it could be a place for me. I don't know. It was dumb, but...
This is so weird. This is like the second town we've been in that there's been some mind control going on.
When they came to your door and you agreed, what happened after that? Did they take you to their... what did they do?
I mean, I remember going outside of where they're based, and that was where sort of the lost time began, essentially. I don't know if I went in or not, and I don't know. Do you have, like, a place where I can hide, or...?
Yeah, I mean, you could go in my hotel room. I'd give you my room at the Damn Top Inn, but I don't think you're going to be getting up there. You're welcome to stay with me in my room that I have at the Calliope Hotel that I can't think of the name of right now.
The Toggle Hotel.
Is there another way up the dam? Another route other than the stair?
No, it's just the stairs.
Oh, gosh. All right. It seems like it would be better if you stayed somewhere that was a little farther away from the town.
I mean, I don't know if they're going to come for me. I just am worried that I'll get drawn back into it or sucked back in. I don't even really know how it started, so I don't know what to look out for.
Here, take my key. You're more than welcome to stay with me, and I'll be happy to keep an eye on you.
Okay. Well, do you want me to, like, tell you where they... You want to find them? Like, you want to go to them? Or are you just trying to stay away?
Yeah. Oh, they have something I think we need.
I don't think they have anything anybody needs.
What if we could stop them from erasing more weeks from people's lives?
Kill them? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fucking kill them. Can you kill them?
I mean, we're good at taking care of people who are controlling other people's minds.
I don't know if I was controlled, but I don't know. Yeah, I don't think they're good news. Fucking wipe them out.
Will is, I mean, I had cast that detect thoughts, by the way.
Yeah.
Had I gotten any other things that would have in any way given me the idea that she could be
that
lying?
It lasted?
Yeah.
No. Any surface thoughts you got?
Okay, can
matched
I roll
up with
a,
what she was saying?
You know, what's it called?
Insight?
Insight. Yep.
History.
Oh, did it roll
Animal
history?
Handling.
Did it do it?
No, I don't know.
Oh, God.
I realized I finished. Yeah, it's 13.
Stink. I mean,
what are you trying to incite?
Terrible. I want to know if she will, as a liar, is looking to see signs of lying. How sincere is she?
Okay.
That coupled with the detect thoughts spell.
Okay.
You know, her surface thoughts
from
before.
With a 13 insight and detect thoughts for a minute, which is at this point worn off in the conversation, but mm-hmm. for the first part of it, it was definitely there.
Uh-huh.
You don't get any specific signs that she's lying.
True strike.
Your modified true
yes,
strike?
Yes, my modified true strike.
Click it so I can read what I told you to write on your
there
spell.
There you go. Did I do it?
You
did
extend it your up? Hand and point a finger at a target in range.
It's my middle finger.
But you pointed at her, so you're actually giving Bathwack the finger. A brief insight into the target's character. Social status, position, turn off, turn on, off. So you got turn on and offs, at least if her
Yikes.
Stage persona is anything to go off of.
Turn
so,
ons, Tess.
Well, that's true.
Turn offs the lasso, unfortunately. And that's Tess's thing.
Ted Lasso.
She doesn't know how to... Just Ted, turn offs Ted Lasso.
He wandered on stage for a minute.
That's amazing. All right. Anyway, with all of that,
yes.
anything I'm getting from her, Will
strike,
is just trying to figure her
why
out.
Why does it say true strike C? I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know.
You think her social status is very low.
Aww.
And it's hard for you to get a lot of the other stuff.
Okay.
Because she seems very shook up, like, by all of this. Like,
okay.
Whatever happened to her was significant.
Okay. All right.
And
that's good enough.
It's affecting her deeply.
Okay.
Currently.
Cool.
Her favorite drink is a gimlet.
A gimlet? What's that?
That's a drink.
All right, cool.
It's delicious.
It's a cocktail featuring gin and lime juice.
What? How is that not a...
I thought it was a gin drink.
Okay.
It doesn't have tonic in it. It's not a gin and tonic.
Really?
Nope.
Is it just gin and... Anyway.
Okay, I think it might be just gin and lime. Gin, lime juice, simple syrup. Anyway. Mm. So yeah, that's what you get.
Okay. Will's like... To any, if anyone looks at him for his assessment, he's just nodding like, yeah, yeah.
Who's looking at Will right now?
Nobody. He's just nodding to himself, I guess.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And then,
why do you want us to kill them? I mean, you said you don't remember what you did. Why?
They're just, I know they're bad. Whatever that was, it was not good. I'm worried about what I did.
That sounds terrible. Where can we find them?
Does anybody have something to write with? I don't really want to go there.
I look at Will.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, oh, now you look at me. I was making this face before. You weren't even looking. Yeah, he has paper and pencil.
Procures a fine sheet of vellum.
Yeah, I know. He's like, damn it. This stupid owl is not going to write well on this paper. What a waste of paper. He doesn't say it out loud, though. He's trying to be nice.
Oh, she can read everything you're thinking. And
what did Will do with the crappy paper that I got? Wait.
Did I get paper
for Will or for Rafina?
You got...
It was for Will.
You got paper and a pen, I think, but he didn't take them. So I just have other paper. I have, like, label-making paper and things like that. I have tons of documents and things, so just pull some. Some document that I made with bath wax, not even worth anything. I write it on and throw it at her face. Take this, stupid. No, I just give her paper and pencil.
I guess we left the paper at the restaurant. Oh, well, too bad.
No, you have it. You definitely have it. You picked it up.
The okay. restaurant. That's I'll check later. It must place. Be way down in my backpack.
You have to write it down now.
Well, Will got paper out.
Yeah. I oh, got sorry. Stuff out. I sorry. Got yeah.
I don't know how, Abby. I don't understand no. why you would have gotten lost in any of that.
It was very straight. It was very straightforward.
Like yeah. always. Uh-huh. Point A to point B. That's mm-hmm. my motto. So she sketches out sort of a rough, rudimentary map of Bear Toggle, sort of main landmarks being the dam and the river. And she puts an X. And if you look at your Roll 20 map of
oh.
Bear Toggle, you will see there is now a little owl icon.
Ooh.
It seems to match up with,
yeah.
you got a description from someone at uh-huh. some point that there is this kind of tucked up
yep.
near the dam in sort of the northwest mm-hmm. corner of the Warrens.
And I flew over there.
You got close to there, yes. Yeah. And her...
The pedal boats?
Well, that's up top. So that's like 1,000 okay. feet up. Remember, that's like basically...
Oh, I forgot. The dam, there's a huge...
Oh, yeah, there's... Rafina, we understand. You still can't quite wrap yep. your mind around mm-hmm. it.
No, that dam should not be there, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, it seems to generally match up with
okay.
the previous description you've gotten of where they are.
Mm-hmm.
They're here, she says.
He says in her mind, have you heard anything while you were involved with them? Did anyone have a key? Have you seen or heard anything about a big key?
No, I don't think so. I'm sorry.
And Will would message that to the others, like, I asked about the key. She doesn't know where the key is.
To keep it secret, even though everybody would know, because you just said it to her.
I don't want to say key out loud. The reason
period.
I'm communicating silently mm. is because Will is very cautious. Mm-hmm. Those weird Ibish were up on the roofs and stuff in the
mm-hmm.
staircase race. So, and how dark is it? Is it dark?
No.
Oh, okay. So it's like 1.
It's like
or
afternoon.
Something. Okay, never mind.
8 o'clock is the date, so it's definitely not 8 o'clock yet.
8 o'clock is the date. Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Gwen hasn't even gotten her hair did yet.
I was remembering remember when we got here, and there was the woman who was saying, she was talking about how people don't think the dragon is real and
mm-hmm.
all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And we followed her to the, what was it, to the fountain?
Nope.
To the pineapple place.
To the pineapple place.
Memorial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember you at one point someone communicated with her without speaking, and I thought she said something to the effect of, this is how don't talk that way, they can hear you.
You're totally right. Yes.
All right, I just thought I would remind everybody.
Ooh, yeah,
okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but it's fine.
I
carry
mean,
on.
But never mind. Yeah.
And then from around the corner, at the end of the alley, a figure emerges.
I'm excited. Is it Shimi?
Is it Shimi?
Yes!
Yay, Shimi!
And Shimi's got a spring in his step, and he's got in his arms a bundle of packages.
Oh.
Brown paper-wrapped packages.
Oh, my God.
Hmm. Oi! There you are! You all done with your smut show? Oh.
What did you get a job
it
at the post office?
It was very tasteful.
Tasteful. He was very child friendly.
Roll a deception. Actually, do it. Roll a deception check,
oh
Gwen.
Oh my god,
deception. I mean, I didn't say it was child friendly. I just said it was tasteful.
Yeah, roll a deception check.
Well, maybe Gwen. If Gwen believes
like,
it,
a,
if Gwen believes
yeah,
that,
like an
then it's not
it's
a
subjective.
Mean, she believes.
Yep.
Okay.
That's not a deception.
Oh, sounds boring. I'm glad I skipped it.
Well done. Well done.
Had you given the key to this woman who you don't know her name? Gwen, your hotel
yeah,
key.
Oh, we don't know her name.
Of course not. It's pork fried dice.
She was close. Yeah, she was close enough, right?
Yeah.
Or was she still... Okay, yeah. Yeah, she would have handed her the her room key, not the one to the... She doesn't have the suite key.
Yeah. And she, with this appearance of a new figure, she turns and then starts to run away, unless anybody does anything.
Like, Eldritch Blast. Towards the...
Who are you, Bathwack?
Yeah.
Command. Cast command. Return.
That's going to be in her mind. Wait, I didn't tell you what room I'm in.
I'll try every door. Leave me alone.
As she's running away, you hear in your mind, Gwen, what room is it?
Well, it is room.
You called my bluff.
It's room 256.
69420.
It's your favorite number.
Do you tell her the right number or the wrong number? Is that number you just made up the
sure
right number?
The right number.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the right number.
You never know with Gwen.
Gwen has no reason to give her the wrong... No, she has no reason to give her the wrong number.
All right. Anyway. Oh. Shimi is...
Yeah, packages.
Strolling down the...
You got a job at the post office?
What? No!
What you get?
I got you all gifts. Will gave me some money again to spend.
Wait a second.
Oh.
You're just using it to bribe people, Shimi? You're supposed to have a good time with the money.
I did. I got you gifts.
Oh, Shimi, trying to worm your way into our hearts.
Oh, I'm already there.
Thank you. What'd you get me? What'd you get me?
Yeah. All right. Annie, I'll give you your gift first. Will, I'm already in your hearts. You know that. You're looking to give me the title of Puzzle Master if I want in your heart.
I didn't give you that title.
All right. Yeah. Rafina. Here you go. And
thank you.
What
is it?
It is the smallest of the four packages. No.
Oh.
All right, there are two small ones and you get one of the two small ones.
Okay.
Annie Parr.
Thank you.
It's somewhat oblong. Open it.
Can I oblong? Uh-oh. I hope you didn't get this at the gift shop for the puppet theater.
It's a Ford Probe.
I have one of those on my wall over here.
Open it.
Yeah, four probe.
Okay, I'm opening it. I rip into it.
Okay. And you reveal beneath the brown paper packaging a gleaming brass kazoo.
Oh, Shimi, thank you so much.
And now, here.
I've been wanting to add to my brass kazoo collection.
Oh, my.
This one's special. You don't have one like this. I want you to play us a good song, Annie, and think of an image in your mind.
Oh.
Okay.
Do it.
Here I go.
And what are you thinking of in your mind?
The sex show we just watched. Oops, sorry, Shimi.
Well, that goes even better with the lyrics for that song.
I'm thinking about popcorn.
Okay. All right. So as you're playing this tune on your kazoo, in this sort of 5-foot radius sphere centered on the kazoo, there's these images of popcorn sort of popping up, pew, 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 in tune with the music.
Amazing. Oh, everybody, if you're hungry, put your mouths under this picture. You won't be able to eat it, but... It's a nice thought. Thank you, Shimi! I'm sorry, I'm distracted because I'm adding it to my inventory.
Yeah, that's amazing.
The guy who I bought it from said it was an instrument of illusions.
Instrument of illusions.
Oh, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Now I can more quickly write it down.
All right.
Will, how much money did you give him to spend?
I know, seriously.
A lot. Probably too much. I look at Shimi and I'm saying, don't tell them.
In his mind?
Yeah, don't tell them.
Oh, he gave me a lot. Will's very generous.
Oh.
I got something for everybody who wants their present next.
Oh, well, do you have to roll a deception check, DM? Because, I mean, fairly, I have the same suspicion.
Because Will definitely didn't give Bathwack that much money.
Will is... You all believe Shimi until he says Will is very generous, and then you realize, you realize that he's lying.
Oh! That's not even, that's mean! That's not even true. Okay, fine, whatever. Okay.
Well, that's just when it sinks in. Happens to be when he says Will's very generous.
And Will looks around, he's very mad looking.
Did you say bronze or brass?
Brass.
It's a bronze kazoo, right? It is brass. Okay.
Brass.
I couldn't remember.
Doesn't bronze have lead in it?
Probably.
A lead
kazoo. What makes the illusions.
You have to sink your teeth into it to really get the right vibrato in the kazoo. Scrape off a little bit each time you play it. Nobody wants a present?
I was holding out my hand. Rufina, you can open mine if you want.
No, that's no fun.
All right, well, here you go. And he it's the one on top, and he sort of tosses, like he lifts up the stack and holds the bottom two and tosses it up over to you. Give me a dexterity check. Oh, we're playing D&D, I guess.
Drop it. It's going to be a glass vase or something. Is it dexterity? Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's actually one of those balls that you...
16.
That are like almost made out of air that you use when you play with like the pig popper game where you blow the balls.
The pig popper game!
Oh my gosh.
So it's actually a joke. You're not...
Pig pong, that's what it is.
Because it just like floats.
Yeah. Is that why you like pickleball? Because it reminds you of ping pong, Abby?
Yeah, ping pong.
Totally.
So, Will, yours is the second biggest, but you easily catch it, and it's very heavy.
Okay.
Feels like something inside is very dense.
Okay.
What
is this, a brick?
No, it's not that heavy. It's not that heavy.
No, it's not that heavy. It's not that heavy. All right. I'll open it, even though it's not cool to look eager. Will's like, fine, okay. I can't resist a good present. I haven't gotten a present in a while. It's been a few weeks. Looks at Bathwack, realizes Bathwack tried to give him a present.
Uh-huh.
Too bad. And I open it.
Bathwack's not looking at you anymore.
Okay, good.
All right. So you open it up, and it is a metal, maybe like a pewter tankard.
Okay.
And it has a scowling face on the side.
Oh, you got me a self-portrait on a mug. Thanks, Shimi.
Well, kind of. You want to try it out?
What is it going to do to me?
It's empty right now.
It's going to do something to me, and I don't like it.
He pulls out a flask from his pocket, and he opens it and
what's
puts
in that
it under
flask,
your nose.
Shimi? Oh, lemonade. God. Rufina, it's just lemonade. Gwen, don't worry.
Roll a deception check.
Okay. Did it roll? It's
taking 6 plus a 13.
6 plus a 13. Just a 13.
6 plus a 7 is a 13. So you are not quite able to keep your eyes from watering, as whatever is in there is a very strong alcohol of some type.
Oh my god, paint thinner, Shimi. Not good.
Well, I only had a little bit left over from that gold you gave me because it wasn't as much as I said it was, all right? But here, and he tips a little bit into the cup. Drink it.
No, what?
Drink it.
Is this poison?
Nope.
Somebody figure out if there's poison on this thing.
He takes a sip from the...
Now your mouth's been on it.
No,
fine.
Not from the tankard, from
press
the flask.
Prestidigitation. All right. I smell what's in the mug.
It smells the same.
The same?
Mm-hmm.
I make the scowling face on the mug and I hold it up next to my face.
It's a spitting image, you guys. You want to be friends with the mug a little more than you do with Will.
All right.
I take the seasick crocodile.
I take a tiny sip.
Okay.
Expecting to die at any moment.
Okay.
I'm making eye contact with Shimi the entire time to see if he's has murder in his eyes.
All right. And it, as you take a sip, it tastes like just cool water.
Okay.
He says, it's called a tankard of sobriety.
Oh my God, Shimi. You are the greatest person I have ever met in my life.
Well, it's your money.
You found it, though. Thank you. This is perfect. Whoa.
What is it? What is it? What does it do?
What is thanks, buddy.
Yeah. That's why
I faint. Is this really Will? Is this somebody else?
Yeah, it was poison.
Yeah, right. It's just a very good mug. Do you want me to roll deception? That's all I say is that it's a very good mug.
Sure.
But roll deception. It's not really deception, but okay.
I don't know.
Say it. Yeah, I mean, you think it's a really good mug, right?
Yeah, it's just a really good mug.
Yeah, you think Will thinks it's a really good mug.
16.
Come on, Will. Tell him what all it does. I want them to be excited about it, too.
It's magic. Okay, guys?
I want to know.
It's magic.
I figured it was magic.
It is.
But what does it do?
It
must have been magic if you said thank you.
Yeah, well, with this, unless it's going to make me feel like I'm drinking water and that it's actually... No, it's just really water.
That's the point. Well, no, it's not really water, but it will. It's like you're drinking water.
Wait. It's not really water, so I'm drinking alcohol?
Oh, yeah, but you're not going to get drunk.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's weird. What about nutrition-wise?
Don't drink your Ensure from it. I don't know what that'll do to it, but...
My Ensure? All right.
Your Soylent Green.
Will's just puzzling over his tankard. Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you.
I'm actually really curious if you can, like, pee in it and drink it.
Ew!
Sorry. Hey, look, I can't help with bathwack things. You know.
That's amazing. You better not pee in my tankard, though, bro.
All right, who's next? Who's next? He's looking between Bathwack and Gwen.
He didn't have to get us presents.
Oh, you're next, Gwen, here. And he tosses you the other small one.
Okay. I'm going to carefully open it up with my very sharp claws.
Okay.
It's like, whoosh, and it's just confetti.
Yeah, perfect, yeah.
It's like Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And, within there is a small belt pouch, a leather belt pouch. On the front of it, there's two crossed leaves.
Leaves?
Yep.
Are they triangle?
Triangle?
Grabby triangle.
Oh, no. Oh. One looks sort of like rosemary. The other one kind of looks like sage.
Oh, this is really beautiful. Thank you, Shimi.
Sure, sure. Now, open it up.
Okay.
And,
she's gonna open it up.
Think of a spice, a seasoning.
Hmm. Oh, you mean like cinnamon?
Yeah. Now reach in.
Oh, really?
What's in there? What's in there?
And you reach in, and in between your little talon fingers, your big talon fingers, there's a pinch of cinnamon.
Oh, a pinch! Nice. That's awesome.
That's such a lovely picture, but for some reason, I was imagining like. From the other side, you know, this universe she's reaching into. It's just like all these creatures like and except then she like just reaches between them and pulls the cinnamon out.
No, she just squishes their head.
That's amazing.
And then their
brains really cool.
squirt out in between her fingers.
Ew, she's just killing little citizens of some other world.
Cinnamons.
Cinnamons. Little cinnamons.
Oh, this is so lovely, Shimi. Really? Like, I can pull spices out of this?
Yep, whatever you want. It's only a certain amount of day. The guy said it was a Hewitt's Handy spice pouch.
Oh, this is quite delightful.
That's so nice. And so, you know us so well, Shimi.
Well, yeah, I'm one of the clan.
I guess so. Let's find out how well you know Bathwack.
So... We all know who's next.
Me again, right?
And the biggest package is left.
Oh. Biggest one.
Got a big package.
Here you go.
And thank you, Shimi.
He deferentially sort of hands it to you.
Aw.
Oh, thank you. Is it wrapped?
It is wrapped. All of these were wrapped in brown paper. And this one feels like it's something soft inside, like fabric.
Oh, it's a puppy.
I'm going to squeeze fabric. It a little bit.
No, the puppy! It's Craig.
It's Craig.
He had such a short cameo. I'm just gonna, before he
I'm gonna
squished.
Put it in my bag for a few weeks. And open it
I'll open this on a special occasion.
Deferred gratification.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
While he's opening his package, I want to fold my paper into a little crown and put it on Rafina's head.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Give me a something so roll to see how good the crown is. But in the meantime, Bathwack, you can open it up. And yeah, it looks like it's a folded, deep red, velvety fabric.
Whoa. I'm going to sort of unfurl it or open it and see what it,
okay.
what it is. Unfold it.
Yep.
I don't know.
It appears to be a cloak.
Oh.
Put it on. Put it on.
Wow. Okay. I mean, I already have the other cloak on. Do I need to take the robe off?
You have a robe on.
Yeah. Oh, it's I have like a robe. Yeah, it's not a cloak. Okay.
A robe and a cloak.
I guess I'll put it on over then.
Okay. All right. And it seems to be...
If I can.
Yeah, it seems to be well well fitted to you. It's big enough to suit your giant body.
You said it's a cloak.
It is a cloak. Okay. Yes. It like just goes so around your neck.
It's thin, but it's like velvety
yeah,
red.
Yeah, like a light velvety. Yep.
Okay.
Okay. And he's like, doesn't that look good? Now, I want you to stand in front of us. I want you to pose. Put your hands up on your hips or something and put your foot forward.
So Bathwick kind of awkwardly and robotically tries to follow those instructions.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Hands on hips.
Yeah, it's a little awkward and like kind of weird.
One foot in front of the, I can't remember what he said, and put my feet somewhere.
All right. Now, say the word billow.
Then I look up at a bird.
Yeah, you look up at a bird. Now say the word billow.
Below. What?
Billow.
Billow.
All right, and then all of a sudden, this awkward pose like takes all new meaning as the cloak just majestically billows out behind Bathwack and ripples
That's
in the
amazing.
Air.
Oh man!
Oh no! Yeah.
I look just like I don't know,
like Super Grover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh huh. You definitely look like Super Grover.
Wow.
What's this one called?
Oh, it's a cloak of billowing.
How do I That's now I'm trying does. To get it to stop I'm trying to hold it down What is it doing?
Yeah, it's still billowing.
Whoa.
Oh, shimmy. Very billowy.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know how to stop it.
Oh my god.
Don't debillow. Debillow. Unbillow.
Say it backwards.
Wallab.
It stops.
Wallab.
Oh no.
Oh my god.
Write it down.
That's amazing.
No, I'll totally remember. I'm not writing that down.
Wallab.
Later sick. On, like a year from now, you're trying to get your cloak to stop billowing, and all of a sudden you collapse the boat on someone and kill them.
This is Will, this is going to be it's going to be amazing when I'm flying.
When?
Yeah, when? You going to learn how to fly sometime?
Gwen learned, apparently.
Maybe you'll be able to fly like me, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, how did you learn to fly? You just suddenly did that. Maybe I can do that too.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you'll turn purple too and you can fly as well.
Looks itchy, you know? That's what I think. Will says awkwardly.
No, but really, how did you fly?
I don't know. I just kind of did. I've never been able to do that before.
Yeah, see, it's the same with me. Like, I've never been able to fly either. Oh, except I haven't flown yet.
Bathwack, well, you did fly when Will helped you fly.
I know, but... well.
You don't want to have to rely.
No, it just didn't seem like that's going to happen anytime soon again, based on whatever Will just said.
Well, maybe you'll get lucky and sprout wings like I did.
Can you teach me?
Me teach you? I mean, yeah. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I don't even know how I can.
Doesn't that bother you?
Yes.
Can you do it again?
What do you flex? Did you flex a muscle?
No, it's just like it's weird. It's just like I kind of knew how to do it.
Oh, maybe it only happens after you eat intestines.
I think it might happen after you absorb a weird pouch into your hand that a mysterious unicorn gave to you. You know, because that's what actually happened.
Well, I can speak in your minds, too, and I wasn't able to do that before.
Oh, I thought you could always do that.
But I get new magic sometimes. That, I think this gemmy thing, this purple situation is just a little suspicious since it seems to be related to the pouch. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. Maybe I was just born this way, and it's just coming out.
Should I not have gotten you another pouch? Is that a sore subject? Like a magic pouch that you pull edible things from.
Yeah, but she needs one. As long as you didn't get it from a mysterious, terrible unicorn.
No, I bought it.
You bought it?
I bought it.
You bought it?
I bought it.
Hey, bought it.
I bought it.
Was there any swirly purpleness about any of the gifts?
Nope.
Or the person who sold them to you?
Billow!
It's Billows.
There he goes again.
I'm going to put both my arms in my air. In the air.
In your air.
Yeah.
In my air.
And then wallop? Wallop.
It stops. Billow.
Wallop. Okay.
Well, obviously all of these gifts are... You must have gotten them at a thrift store, huh?
Well, I'm good at finding deals.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Uh-huh. Very good.
Does he have to roll for deception?
Oh, fine.
At this point. Because before, I mean, geez. Oh.
You all think he's lying.
Did you buy them from a guy selling onions or something like that?
Oh, no. Yeah. I did not Perfect. Buy them from Quinn. A guy smelling or selling onions.
Yeah.
I swear.
Herbs. Maybe not onions.
Anyway.
Herbs? What do you mean?
Well, I think this was very sweet of you.
Well, thanks. I was thinking of all of you. All of my fellow party members, my crew, so to speak.
Your crew.
Thanks, Shimi. This is awesome.
You know, some would say that figuring out the best gift for someone is a bit of a puzzle to solve.
You're certainly living up to your name.
Would you say I mastered that puzzle? Will?
You're pushing it, okay? I already said thank you.
Yeah, Shimi, he's never said thank you before.
Oh, I know, basking in the glow of that. Well, where are we going? You guys went to your porny show. Now what?
Porny.
Well, I think...
we're going to go find the porny ride now. Just kidding.
My little porny?
It sounds like... Never mind. Yeah. We're going to go to the... We're going to find the Sooty Gang, I think.
Okay. So, like,
do I get to come there?
What's ever... Shimi.
Oh, are we going to have enough time? Because I kind of have,
a date.
Yeah.
Wait, what time is it?
Someone said it's like 1. It's like 1:30.
Well, yeah, I was going to ask how people are feeling in terms of their magic levels, meta-wise, I guess. Because the thing is, when we go to somebody disappeared.
Sorry.
It's okay.
There we go. I couldn't figure out how to get back to the view with all of you.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to type my little porny
My little pony.
But tonight,
that's where I was trying to go with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you could measure your magical aptitude in something quantifiable.
Not aptitude, though. Energy. Like
you I'm know. Feeling pretty, you know, wiped out.
I'm pretty spent from this morning.
Mm. Right. Because the city gang, although we need to go destroy them, I say that very quietly since we're still in the middle of an alley. I don't know how well I am feeling to do that either. So
what should we do?
Yeah.
Something fun?
Hair?
Hair?
I've never got my
never
hair
had my
done.
Hair done before because I've never had hair.
Oh, that's true.
I have been saying for a while that I want to go to a salon or a spa or something. Uh-huh. So anybody up for that?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're close to high ground and I need to, you know, a little freshening up after what I might have done this morning.
And seeing how we only need one more key.
Yep.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Will brags to two people that don't know. Yep.
I thought it was Will poorly doing innuendo.
No. No.
We still need we need two more.
Just one. Just one more.
I'm not following.
Will takes out the keys and I'm assuming they're like skeleton keys they're with the circle. Big, yeah. I take them out. Because I have two of them. I think Bathwack has the hotel room, but I have the squished person that squished and the one that I just stole.
Uh-huh.
I take them out and I twirl them around my fingers.
Two fingers at once?
Yep.
So then I see Will doing this. And so I'll like reach under my collar here and show the third.
Where'd you guys get that?
Found it on the ground. You know what I mean?
Nope. Don't know what you mean because you didn't.
Did the dean give that to you? Because I talked to him about using it and he didn't seem like he was going to provide it right away.
Yeah, well, he was, I think I, you know, made him feel a little confident in that I could use the key in a way that benefits the university.
Deception check. Insight check, yep. Gwen.
Where's my deception? Okay.
Uh-huh. Can I take a real quick break?
No.
Or should I just wait?
Hang on.
So yeah, Gwen, you know that Will is lying.
You stole that from him, didn't you?
Who would do such a thing?
You?
Would Will steal?
No. How did you do that? How did you even do that? What do you think he's going to think when he tries to get in?
Yeah, he needs that key to get into the university.
Oh, he can climb the fence. We need it more than he does.
Well, we didn't have to take it from him. No, give it to me. We have to give it back. No, we have to give this back to him.
We're not giving this key back. No.
Will, do you promise to give it back when we're done with whatever we need it for?
Why would I need a giant key to a city I only halfway care about because you live here or used to live here, but they don't even like you anymore, Annie Parr. So I don't want this key. I don't care about this key. But I know I need to get it in order to do whatever we got to do.
What? Don't just take it from someone.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Will, that's wrong.
Oh, it's so wrong.
You're
I know.
Causing problems.
I'm not causing any problems. I'm solving problems. We don't have to stay here for a week and build up the university and finally beg for the key. We actually have it.
But we wouldn't be begging. You know, if you talk to people and ask people for things, they're generally nice and will accommodate. Now, if he finds out we stole that from him, you stole it from him. I didn't steal it from him.
I don't know. You're part of this group. I think thereby
just like me.
You have participated in the theft. Gwen, I'm going to alert the guard. Oh, wait, there's no guard. It doesn't matter. This is a city of lawlessness. It reminds me of another place I know.
Then you're no better than the sooty gang.
Probably not. I'm okay with that. Are you?
No.
Right, because, you know, stealing a key is way worse than, I don't know, murdering, like, a mayor, leader of a town. Murder is, like, not as bad as stealing this key, right? I start twirling the key and going, let's go to the salon. Come on, guys.
Well, murder's bad. Like, you know, killing senselessly. That's not good either.
Right. So bad. Under all circumstances, just like stealing. I totally agree, but this is really for just the benefit of whatever, a fish, a giant fish in the lake or something. Maybe it's a tiny fish, I don't know. But really, this just gets us closer to that point instead of waiting for who knows how long. We can help the, I mean, we, forgive me, you can help the university if you really want. Nothing's stopping you from helping a university, but now we have the key and we are one step closer to actually helping the world. I'm assuming it's the world. I'm making myself way more important than hopefully the situation actually calls for. Hopefully it's like a easy fix. We have these keys and then everything's good, right? And I zip back to Tivoli.
Maybe.
Right, guys?
Maybe things will be much better once we unlock whatever it is we have to unlock with these.
We'd right. better do it fast.
Yeah, maybe, but I mean, this is not the way to go about it. We don't save the world by doing bad things.
All right, tell that to Merrick Crumplemeyer, okay?
Well, he wasn't saving the world. We helped Morrow's Inlet. We saved Morrow's Inlet from him.
Merrick Crumplemeyer is not around anymore.
Yeah.
Right, because who killed him? Let me recall.
Yeah, but he also stole... I mean, yeah, he was doing bad things.
He was doing very bad things, and he deserved everything that came to him.
Okay, well, that's good to know. I'll remember that for the future.
He made me angry.
I will remember that. Bathwack. So just does remember everyone, that, Bathwack.
Does everyone deserve what's coming to them?
Well,
The good among you.
Yeah, not the good among us, okay? Calm down, guys. Calm down.
I mean, there are consequences to everything. Especially bad things.
And you say bad things, and this is just the alley where interesting figures seem to show up, because strolling along casually at the mouth of the alley, you guys have made your way a little bit closer there, so it's very easy to make out this person. You see a familiar figure, very familiar to Gwen, somewhat so to Bathwack, and maybe less so to the other people in the alley. Gwen, you recognize the figure of Jean, the half-orc. Bathwack, you recognize the herb seller that you guys chased into an alley. And Rafina and Will, I don't know how much you remember this guy.
I don't think we saw what happened.
No, you did not see what happened in the alley.
So we don't know the significance of this person. Correct. I don't think.
You might have seen him in the market when you first came down from the top of the dam.
So I recognize him right away. Where am I in relation to Gwen and Jean?
You guys are all kind of there. He's maybe like, I don't know, 30 feet away at the edge of the alley. And as you notice him, he turns and sort of seems like just kind of catches a glimpse of, you know, people out of the corner of his eye. And he turns, and he has blood all over his mouth.
What?
And he looks at you. He locks eyes with you, Gwen. His eyes go wide, and then he turns and runs.
Oh, Gwen's going to go after him.
That's what I wanted to know.
She's going like, to go. I told him to get out of here.
I'm going in front of Gwen. I'm going to run out ahead of her.
Oh.
Like toward, like doing what she's doing, running in pursuit or?
I want to stay between Gwen and that guy.
But are you trying to stop her?
Yes, but okay. I'm not going to confront her. I just want to stay in the middle.
Okay.
I want to keep them apart.
Well, he's just running away. Like, it looks like he's just trying to get away.
I'll be right back, Will.
Ah!
Okay. You two give me initiative rolls.
Oh, crap.
The two
really?
Of them?
Bathwack got a 16, and Gwen got a 20. So, Bathwack, you dash to try to get ahead of Gwen, but Gwen is too fast. It must be this primal rage built up within her. Are you raging, Gwen?
If I saw him, yes.
Okay, you saw him. You see, like, her amethyst-covered muscles bulge in her thighs as she strides off away. And you can, you know, keep pace, but you're not able to position yourself in between them. You're sort of lagging behind.
I just did thigh day. I'm so worn out. No, I'm just
kidding. It was too much billowing.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what happened in our game recently that would constitute Bathwax thigh. I guess the staircase foot race, yeah, that would probably
true.
Be your
that
thigh
was just
day.
Just like 3 minutes ago.
That's a pretty easy one.
Bathwax says billow, and he was just doing squats. Yeah.
Wow, thanks for the squat cape.
Billow, wallop, billow, wallop, billow, wallop.
Oh my gosh.
You guys tear off through the streets. Shimi, Rafina, and Will, you're just left staring at each other.
I feel like Will is very confused.
Who's that?
What, like, holding up his hands, like, looking at both, everybody who's left behind, like, what? Yeah, what? Huh? Should we run after? Do we have to run?
Well, you can't split the party up. All us five core members have to stay together.
Listen, what game are you playing?
All right, Rafina, let's leave Will. Come on.
I'm still here. Sorry.
She ran away. I think it's very confusing and weird that, like, all of a sudden there's some side story where, like, I didn't even know what was going on. So, of course, he has to chase. He has to be like, what's going on that doesn't involve me? Very offended.
And <didn't> understand.
And we need Rafina's whimsy. Come on, Rafina. And Shimi, whatever the fuck you are, let's do it. Come
you
on,
you know what
him.
I am.
Oh,
as he starts to
puzzle.
Run. You got it.
No, I'd say the puzzle stupid guy is what I could have said.
You could have, but you didn't. Let's go. All right, so you all chase after, but Gwen, you are in the lead, and you're sort of pounding through the streets of the Scarlet Market. You keep catching sight of him as he's sort of like ducking. Looks like he's trying to evade you, like turning corners and things like that. But generally, he's sort of heading towards the river, like in that direction, towards the west. You're slowly gaining on him. He got a little bit of a head start. You did have to react, and he was a little bit of a distance away. But you are raging and have those huge amethysty thigh muscles to propel your majestic platinum blonde body towards
body?
Him.
Body? Yeah. Oh, what?
I don't know what I'm saying right now.
He's just like, words!
Platinum blonde body.
Yeah, I don't
know. Yeah.
Okay,
you look like
you.
Roger from the woods,
yeah.
But covered with platinum blonde hair.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, the
Roger.
Crystals are now all platinum blonde hair, and then your hair is purple amethyst crystals. All right, someone, whoever drew Gwen like the way she is, so you have to also draw her like this. Whoever that is, you have to draw both ways now. You start to catch him, and you're closing the distance, and he makes a final turn onto one of the roads that leads towards one of the bridges across the river itself. And he reaches the bridge and sort of pounds his way up. It's a little bit of like an arching, mm-hmm. curving upward bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And as you're sort of reaching the top, he turns around, and you are helpless but to stop in your tracks as, if you recall, you saw his face covered in blood. Now hanging from it is a rope of intestines.
What?
And he just looks you right in the eye. And then all of a sudden, before your very eyes, and the rest of you are sort of catching up behind as this happens so you can witness it, you see him transform in a blink of an eye into Alistair from Morrow's Inlet.
What? What?
And then you see him transform into... The rest of you see him transform into a large golden dragonborn, male dragonborn. You recognize him as your brother Donnie, Gwen. And then all of a sudden he transforms into this tall, striking figure in plate armor. Gwen, you recognize him as Simon Elfar, the half-drell eldritch knight. And then a second later, he is your father, another golden dragonborn, this one older, you all see appear. And then you see a female dragonborn in his stead. Gwen, you recognize her as Yorick Farina, your clan rival. And then she transforms into the figure of your mother, Gwen. She's holding handfuls upon handfuls of unopened letters in envelopes. And with each sort of transformation, this figure is getting like a step and a step closer to you. And then all of a sudden, there is before you all the figure of a glittery, magnificent unicorn.
That's right.
With a rope of intestines hanging from her mouth.
Oh.
Ugh.
And she starts stepping towards you. Gwen.
Yeah, she's just gonna be like, she's still like half raging, but she's so conflicted now because she's seen things that really upset her and things that don't, and she's very confused now. She's just gonna be like, Moondreamer?
And you hear, you all can hear this, you hear. And I need everybody to give me a perception roll.
No, me too. Okay.
And a Gwen Cowell is standing. Oh,
Spanakopita.
I see all.
Billow.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to do that so that you can see behind you with your robe of eyes now.
Yeah. Lift up the one cloak. Jeez.
This is separate from the perception role, but Gwen, you realize that next to you, Cowell is got her back all hunched up, Halloween cat style, and she's like hissing very low at this moon dreamer that's coming towards you and laughing. And so we've got a 13 from Gwen, a 10 from Will, a 21 with a natural 20 from Bathwack, and a 7 from Rafina. So I am sending a message specifically to Bathwack in the chat. Okay. So yeah, Bathwack, you have an action that you want to do something. What are you doing?
Well, I've seen that before. I'm going to cast Shield of Faith on Gwen.
Okay.
And then... temporarily transfer another 2 armor class to Gwen.
Okay. So I need you to roll a d20, Bathwack.
Okay. I've never done that before. The armor class thing.
Oh, I see.
4.
All right. So... you roll a 4. Let me check your character sheet here real quick.
Uh-oh, what is happening?
Okay. So, you cast Shield of Faith. What is you casting Shield of Faith look like? Like, what do you do, Bathwack, when that happens?
Oh, it's usually just a prayer. But I guess I'll probably make some kind of gesture, like gesture with my arms to sort of throw it over onto Gwen.
Okay. So you make this throwing gesture, and from your palm, a bolt of energy shoots forth, and another Eldritch Blast is cast, striking Gwen in the back, which sort of sends you stumbling forward, Gwen, and reignites your rage. And Moon Dreamer at this moment, with the intestine still hanging from her mouth, breaks into a full gallop towards you. So you're sort of stumbling towards her, and she's running towards you, horn pointed down.
Ugh.
I just got hit with an Eldritch Blast.
You did.
Okay. Unfortunately, she would be playing chicken with it, especially if she's raging from that, and she would just run claws out towards it.
Got it. So
Eric, how about the armor class, though?
That did not happen.
Didn't happen.
Nope.
Okay.
Shield of Faith was not cast.
No. Sorry, I wasn't clear. I also have this ability from the Angel in the Abbey.
Oh.
To temporarily shift armor class. I mean,
sorry. Yes. I was thinking that was part of Shield of Faith.
So I was saying I've never done that before.
Okay. Aww. Okay. Yeah, that works.
Okay.
So yeah, you.
And you said an additional 2 armor class.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it would have been 4, I guess, if Shield of Faith.
It would have been 4. Worked. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Cool. That makes sense.
It's been so long, but
refresh all of our memories, including me.
Yeah.
The Angel in the Abbey, ages and ages ago, which is probably again like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
4 weeks. The Angel in the Abbey gave Bathwick the ability to permanently transfer hit points to someone or
which
something.
You did to Will.
Yeah.
And to temporarily transfer armor class. And I don't, you know, that was all I know about it. I don't know if there are any other caveats. And somehow Bathwick just intuitively knows how to do this.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
So the first time I used that was to give Will basically half of Bathwick's hit points.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, you owe me, Will. And then,
I mean, I didn't.
I'm coming
ask
for those.
For it. I'm coming for those.
And then I've never used this armor class thing. But
yep. Okay.
Yeah.
So yes. Yeah, so you cast the Eldritch Blast from your hands, but then from your chest, there's this sort of blue shimmery energy beam force thing that seems to emanate out and arc up over. It almost looks like it's water that sort of shoots up into the sky and then falls down and cascades down between Gwen and the horn of Moondreamer. And this beam strikes sort of the ground in between, sort of right at the peak of the bridge. And at that very moment where it sort of falls in between, the horn and Gwen's outstretched, raging, amethyst-taloned claw meet, and there's this bright white flash of light. Anybody around just can see nothing but white for just a second, and everything is silent. Like, there's screaming and who knows what's happening. Bystanders are freaking out, but there's this bright white light and silence just falls over everything. And then when the light fades and you are able to get your vision back, you see that the unicorn is gone, the cascading water is gone, and right where Gwen was, she is still with her hand outstretched, claws out. But Gwen is now, instead of looking like Gwen with her platinum blonde hair and her sort of crystals poking out from her, she is literally fully purple, crystalline, and frozen in sort of time and space. With this snarl on her face and teeth bared. You see that in this flash of light between then and now, there are the wings that you saw momentarily when she was flying by the dam are outstretched. There's this massive, basically what looks like a purple crystal dragonborn winged sculpture just standing at the very peak of the bridge right in the center.
I feel like I just watched a movie. Holy shit.
Yeah, I know.
That was insane. Wow.
And we'll find out what happens next time on Pork Fried Dice.
Oh my God.
Wah!
Yeah. That's amazing.
Do we want to say something like that you could use in the episode about how this is Denise's last session, or does that make sense? Or
I don't know. What does Denise want to do?
I didn't know if you would want to say something, Denise, or not. I mean, this is, you know,
gosh.
We're not live right now, so don't worry. If you just say, nah, that's fine, and no one will hear you say nah. Or
I'll just edit it to make it sound like you're like, fuck you.
You're going to go through
guys,
the
I fucking hate the audience of
like it's clipped out of a newspaper.
Yeah, exactly. Like a ransom note. I was trying to like picture a ransom note, basically. Yeah.
Oh gosh, no, I just because I'm so bad at stuff like this. I really, really am.
Well, okay, so listeners, yeah. This is, as of right now, Gwen's/Denise's last episode with Pork Fried Dice as of this moment.
But see, it may not be the end, Gwen.
Sure.
I don't know.
I didn't say that.
That's true. Right.
But for now, fortunately, she's
currently Gwen is a purple statue on the top of a bridge in Bear Toggle.
Very cool.
So, as I always say, we'll see what happens next on Pork Fried Dice, and that's definitely
There's
true.
No better place to be an amethyst dragon is in Bear Toggle.
Yeah.
On top of a bridge over
exactly.
the river.
Exactly.
Wow.
A river that's too small.
A river that's too small. You know, it's like a trickle.
Oh man, that was awesome. I love it.
It's too bad that +2 armor class doesn't protect against Moondreamer.
Yeah.
Or bad Moondreamer, or whoever that is.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.